Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. What a blessing. I want you to contact somebody with the eye and say, neighbor, you are the right place and at the right time in the right church, serving the only right God, and you know that is right. Come on, can you go again? Jesus is all that you need to have all your needs met. And tonight, Jesus that I know will not disappoint you. Come on, if you're excited about it, just put your hands together one more time. Hallelujah. You are welcome to the third night of this all-important journey. We give God the praise for sustaining us and for strengthening us throughout the day. We believe that for the next few hours, God is going to take us to the next level in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want us to take our seat for a moment as we share in God's word, and then we begin to pray. What a blessing. Hebrews chapter number 10, we want to read verse 7 and verse number 9. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 7 and verse number 9. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Verse number 9 says that, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. Amen. Wow. This is a testimony concerning Jesus. And the Bible makes it clear that he came to do that which is written of him. And that which is written of him is the will of God concerning his life. See, the will of God. God's will is his word written in the Bible. God's will is his word. The will of God is not the will of man. The will of God is his blueprint concerning our life. Yesterday we talked about the fact that everybody before coming to this world, you had a predetermined destiny. Say a predetermined destiny. And it is a destiny that shows the plan of God concerning your life. It is a program that God has for everyone. So in the case of Jeremiah chapter number 1 verse number 5, he said that before you became a clot of blood in your mother's womb, I knew thee, I knew thee, I knew thee. So God's will is that which he has written concerning you, what he has programmed concerning your life, which can be found in his word, which can be found in his word. Jesus was told that he came to do that which was written of him in the volumes of the books. He came to do the will of God, that which was written of him in the volumes of the book. In the same way as we have come to yet another year, the year 2021, there is a will and there is a program, there is a plan of God concerning our lives. And that program is that which is written in His word concerning you. And I believe that in doing what is written in the word means we are doing or walking in that which His will is for our lives. Amen. So we realize that in prayer, we seek the will of God to be enforced in our lives. In prayer, we seek the will of God. We don't seek our own will. We don't seek our own ways. We don't seek our own programs. We don't seek our own ways of doing things. But in prayer, every effective prayer is a prayer that is seeking God's will, God's agenda, God's predetermined destiny concerning your life. And we must understand that every man's will is enforced when he died. Every man's will is enforced when he dies. So the will of God concerning our life is enforced in our lives when Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was buried, and on the third day, the Bible says He rose up again. The will of every man becomes effective when the person dies. Now, when you have a will and you are still alive, the will is not effective. But once you die, then those who will come after you can go and then have the will as it is. Now, per the death of Jesus Christ through redemption, we have come into access of God's will for our life through the books. Hallelujah. So the word of God is speaking of the will of God concerning your life today. In the name of Jesus. Again, we must understand that God only hears prayers request in His will, or request in line with His will. God only hear prayers that are requested in line with His will. In John chapter 15, verse number 7, Jesus made us to understand that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then ye could ask, or ye can ask anything that ye will. Now you realize that whenever the will of God, is birth out of the word of God in you. The will of God is birth out of the will of God, which becomes your prayer. You say that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask anything you will. Are you with me? And it shall be done unto you. So God only answers to prayer that is done in line with His will, that which is written of you. The very program of God concerning your life, that is what He answers to. And I pray that today, may your prayers be answered in Jesus' name. In James chapter number 4, verse number 3, we are made to understand why some prayers are not answered. And one way by which prayers are not answered is that we ask amiss. We ask amiss. James says that you pray and you pray amiss. And what do I mean by that? It means that you pray without the will of God. You pray not in accordance with the will of God. You pray based on your selfish gains. You pray based on your own wishful thinking. You pray based on your own, the Bible says that ye may consume it upon your lust. So any prayer that is not based on the word of God becomes a wishful thinking. It becomes a prayer out of your own self will, which I believe will not be answered by God. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Now you must understand that there are so many ways by which we can pray in the will of God, and one of them is praying with your spirit. Praying with your spirit. Praying with your spirit. But here I'm quick to understand and I'm quick to say that praying with your spirit should not be a substitute in praying the will of God unless your heart is engaged. Praying in the spirit must not be a substitute in praying the will of God unless your heart is engaged. And yesterday I took pains to explain what it means to pray with your heart. So it is possible that you can be praying in tongues. Now, tongues praying has now become a panacea of lazy praying. People who are lazy and don't want to really understand what they are praying and want to probably while away the time will easily want to go through speaking in tongues just because they feel that they are in spirit, but then their tongues is not birthed out of anything. They will be praying in tongues, yet they are looking on their phone and trying to answer a WhatsApp message from someone. They will be praying in tongues and their mind is wandering somewhere trying to communicate with other people. Can you imagine praying in tongues and then attending to some things? I'm not saying that praying in tongues means that you don't have to actually do anything. But as a matter of fact, if your heart is not engaged in that which you are praying about, it becomes something to question about. Somebody is blessed. So another way by which we pray in the will of God is through the word of God. Pre-reading the scriptures. Pre-reading the scriptures. Pre-reading the scriptures. When you engage the scriptures in prayer. Hallelujah. Is somebody here with me? So basically what I want to emphasize and also what I want to drive home tonight is the fact that the word of God concerning your life becomes the will of God and the predetermined destiny for your life. Say the predetermined destiny for your life. It takes the word of God concerning your life this year for you to soar. It takes the word of God concerning your life this year for you to burn and shine. It takes the word of God concerning your life this year for you to see the next level of your life. That which is written about me. He said, I come in the volumes of the book. I come in the volumes of the book. So that everything, and you know that the life of Jesus Christ was just a fulfillment of prophecy. Every step along the way was a fulfillment of that which was spoken many years ago by the prophets. So he came to fulfill that which was written about him. It is my prayer that this year 2021, we will not live according to any dictates, but we will live according to the dictates of God. We will live according to the will of God. That which is written of us, that which he has spoken of us, that which he has declared over our lives is what will manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And that becomes the divine plan concerning your life. This year you will live the divine plan over your life. I said you will walk the divine plan. You will live the divine plan. Nothing will be thwarted. Nothing will be changed. Nothing will be derailed. That which God has spoken concerning your life is what will show up in the name of Jesus. Oh, your amen is weak. Oh, you can be seated here and still have your heart somewhere. I don't know for some reason why others fancy in looking at what is happening around rather than focusing on the word of God. Somebody is blessed. But once again, I want to repeat as I did yesterday, that it is our responsibility to know that which is written of us before we can see it fulfilled. There is no way that prophecies are fulfilled by themselves. Now, before you can walk in that which is written of you, there is the need for you to see, to know. And that is your responsibility. To know. Jesus knew that which was written of him, and therefore he walked in it. And this year, what is it that is written about you? God has spoken, and he said that it is your year of burning and shining light. And may you walk in that in Jesus' name. Now, after knowing it, then there is a need for its fulfillment. And as we said yesterday, one way by which we see that which is known, that which is written of us, into fulfillment is power. One thing that is required for us to fulfill the will of God in our life is power. Say power. What a blessing. And we understood yesterday that power is obtained on the altar of prayer and fasting. In Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 29, he said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Wow. What a blessing. And once again, I want to repeat myself. If you don't get anything out of this fasting, never let the power of God elude you. Is somebody here with me? If you don't get anything out of this program, may you never miss the power of God concerning your life. So power is one of the things that we receive on the altar of prayer and fasting. And I pray that in this season, that power is coming on you. I said that power is coming on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now you must understand that in 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 3. He said that according to his divine power, which has given us all things that pertains to life and what? Godliness. According to his divine power, which pertains, that he has given us, which pertains to life and godliness. Now, it takes power to be able to live a godly life. So, in other words, why do we need power? Or, in other words, why the need for power to be able to live a godly life? He said that his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life, things that pertains to, and it's a godly living, how to be able to live your life. And godliness is eternal life. To be able to also, work your way into eternal life. To obtain eternal life. That is life after death. So the reason why you and I must be able to have power is for us to live well on earth. Yesterday I told you that it's to make things happen. We need power so that things can happen. Power is the ability to work. And today, what he's saying is that power is needed so that we can live. The word godliness means that anything that pertains to your spirituality, and for that matter, eternal life. Praise God. As a child of God, you need power to remain a child of God. And we also need power in order to live in this life. Things that pertains to life. Life. Normal life. Normal activities of life. That our going in and our coming out. Our work and all that we do. We need power in order to be able to what? Live that life. And I pray that may that be released unto you. We saw in the example of our Lord Jesus Christ that he was always praying. He was always on the altar of prayer and fasting. Not because he needed anything. Not because he lacked anything. Not because he wanted food. Not because he wanted job. Because he wanted to marry. Not because he wanted anything. But he was always praying so that he can fulfill that divine plan. So that he can walk in that perfect will of God. That which has been programmed for his life. He needed power in order to walk in it. You and I also need power in order to walk in that which God has spoken concerning our life this year. I don't know what is written about you in the book, But for what we know is that it's going to be your burning and a shining light here. And therefore, you also need power to walk in it. Without power, you will be derailed. Without power, you will not be able to fulfill that divine assignment concerning your life. Is anybody here with me? So Jesus didn't pray for things. There's nowhere that we saw Jesus praying for anything. As a matter of fact, the lowest level of prayer is to pray for something. Is to pray that God give me this, God give me that. Even though he has asked us that we should ask and it shall be given unto us, we should seek and we shall find and we should knock the door. But that is the lowest level of prayer. It is the lowest need for prayer. To pray for something. Because when you have power, everything you need will be at your disposal. So it takes power to be able to live on earth, to live. Because power will release everything you need. It will give you access to every corridor. It will give you access to every gate, every means of your life. I pray that may you be empowered in the name of Jesus. I said, may you be empowered in the name of Jesus. So we don't fast and pray because we are hungry. Are you with me? We don't fast and pray because we are hungry. No. Because we don't have food. Even those who are not working, those people who are depending on others, under no circumstance would they ever go, the whole day without food. Are you understanding me? So don't let anybody deceive you that probably you are broke. That's why you are fasting. No. If we want to eat, we can have 3 square meals a day with dessert and all kinds of meals at any point in time. But we want to walk in that which is written of us. Is somebody here with me? Let's read more. Let's go to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 14, verse number 17. We must understand that the kingdom of God, as it is written, is not in meat and drink. The kingdom of God is not in what? Amen. So left to food alone, left to drink alone, then because there is nowhere that the disciple even prayed for food or prayed for anything. Is somebody here with me? But then they prayed that they will be endued with power so that they can walk in divine plan. Amen. This year, you must walk in divine plan. This year, you must not be derailed. You must not be shifted or deviated from the will of God. That is why you need to be empowered. And I see that power coming upon your life. Oh, come on. I see that power coming upon your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 20. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in words, but it is in power. The kingdom of God is not in words. It is not word salad. It is not grammar. It's not how much you talk, but it is in power. What the enemy is afraid of is not that your how much you can speak or how well or how articulate you can able to pray. No, but it is in power. The devil is afraid of a child of God who is walking in power. And this year, may the enemy be your enemy. I said, may the enemy be your enemy. Because whenever he sees you, you want to find a place out. Because power is coming. Receive that power over your destiny. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Let me tell you something. If you have power, everything you need will be at your disposal. In this season, don't pray for bread. Don't pray for food. Don't pray for even job. Don't pray for anything. But begin to pray that, Father, empower me. Let me tell you, behind every success is a power that is driving it. Oh my God. Behind every increase is a power. Behind every velocity is a force, is a power. And I came to let you know that behind your success will not be the money you have, will not be the qualification you have, will not be anything that you can boast of, but the power of God. That is why he said he giveth power to the faint. Because anytime you lack power, you faint. Anytime you lack power, your marriage will faint. When you lack power, your finances will faint. When you lack power, your career will faint. When you lack power, everything about your life will faint. Therefore, he said, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. This season, let power exude. Let power be released. Let power be released so that you can live a godly life, a goodly life. You can live the divine plan and purpose. Let me tell you, this year there is a birthright over your life, and may you not miss that birthright in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may you not miss that birthright. Are you here with me? Now, as a point of prayer, I want us to consider this. I want us to consider this. And before I say that, I want you to understand that every area of your life that you have been called to function, you need power to excel and to be successful in it. Without power, you'll be a flat tire. You'll be a flat tire. You'll be walking butter, slow in movement. And sometimes you'll be stuck in every field of your life. It doesn't take only the pastor to need power to minister or to do the work of God. You also need power as a teacher. You need power as a nurse. You need power as an accountant in order to move. Is somebody here with me? Somebody is blessed. Now, why is this power so important? And why are we here for that power? Why, on the altar of fasting and prayer, God is going to give us that power? You must understand that. Number one, tonight we are sharing one and then we pray. Yesterday we shared on one. And what we said yesterday was that we need power in order to do what? Make things what? Happen and work. Make things work. Say, make things work. Say, make things work. So if nothing is working in your life, then check your power level. When your phone is not behaving well, check whether the battery is okay. Are you with me? Whatever is not functioning well, check the power source. Are you with me? So today, why do we need power again? Because every day is loaded with enough evil. We need power because each day is loaded with enough evil. According to Matthew chapter 6, verse number 34, he said that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There is so much evil in our world. Every day you wake up, there's so much evil programmed in the day. So much evil. So much evil. When you have not thought of harming anybody, hurting anybody, trying to cause anybody, people are planning, even before the daybreak, to cause you, to give you problems, to make sure that you don't succeed in your work, to make sure that something bad happens to you. This is the statement of Jesus. This is not any other person. He said that, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take the thought for things of itself. Now, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's so much evil in our world. There's so much evil. And if you lack power, you are going to be ride upon. You are going to be walked over. You are going to be trampled upon, because there's so much evil. There are people with evil intentions. Now, who are those who are planning evil? They're wicked. They're wicked. They're wicked. And Jesus did not miss words so many times when he had to speak concerning the wicked. Somebody open to 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Let's do some reference quickly and we begin to pray. 1 John chapter number 5, verse 19. Are you there with me? All right. Now he says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world, listen, And the whole world lies where? In wickedness. Never take it for granted. Don't never think that everybody loves you. Never think that you need to attack somebody before they attack you. Never think that when you are okay, everything should be okay. No. When never think that when you have not really committed anything, it means that you are safe. No. The Bible said that the whole world lies in wickedness. Is somebody here with me? Now let's continue. A quick reference in Luke chapter number 10, verse number 19. Luke chapter 10, verse number 19. Again, let's hear what Jesus said. He said that, behold, I give unto you what? Power to tread upon what? And upon scorpions, and over all the power of what? Of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. Now, he said, I give unto you power. This was the time Jesus was sending them into the world to go and preach the gospel. And he said that, I give you power over the enemy. Why should Jesus give them power over the enemy? Because the whole world lies in wickedness. There is every attempt from the pit of hell to frustrate you, to make your plans not to succeed, to make sure that you don't walk in the divine plan and the agenda that God has set for you. I pray that that devil is a liar. Today we are going to carry power to break asunder and to come against every enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. With power, this is what the Lord is going to do. Exodus chapter 23, verse 22 to 23. This is what the Lord is going to do for you this year. And I want everybody to start receiving it now. Thank you. This is what the Lord is going to do this year. Exodus 23, verse number 22. We are about to pray. But if thou shalt indeed... Are you reading with me? Let's go read louder. Everybody go. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak. God is speaking. Oh, who is speaking here? Good. Then I will be an enemy to who? And an adversary. That enemy is in trouble. That wicked person is in trouble. Is somebody here with me? God says that this is what he's going to do. He's going to be an enemy to your enemies. But there was a condition. If only you will obey my voice and walk in my will. Is somebody here with me? Now give me verse number 23. And then he said that, for my angel shall go before thee. What a blessing. Those who said amen, it's yours. I said it is yours. He said, my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And what will he do? And I will cut them. So, by power, God is going to work on our behalf and cut off, and cut off, and cut off, and cut off. I don't know the kind of evil. So you can imagine, if there is we have 365 days. It means that there's 365 evil that is meant for only one person. Because every day you wake up, there's an evil waiting for you. It takes the grace of God for us to come where we are. It takes the grace of God for us to survive. And now you don't need anybody to tell you that there's so much evil. That the evil has become so real that even the air you breathe has now been contaminated. So they say, wear face mask. The devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. Now, somebody may say that, Pastor, this is an Old Testament scripture. Yes, it is part of the Bible. But let's look at what Jesus also said concerning your enemies. Luke 19, 26 and 27. Luke 19, 26 and 27. And we begin to pray right now. Everybody read with me. He said that, for I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him, continue, that had not, even that which he had shall be taken away from him. Somebody say amen. Now look at verse number 27. So Jesus, we understand Jesus is speaking. Do you understand? Concerning the parable. Now 27 said that, but those my heart, which will not that I should reign over them. Bring fire. No. Understand this, because this is a particular verse that has two people are speaking at the same time, or referring to two people at the same time. Jesus is speaking, but is referring to himself and then that of his disciples. Are you with me? Do you understand it? So he said that, but those my enemies, it means that Jesus even had an enemy, all right, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before. So who should do the slaying? Oh come on, who should do the slaying? Who should do the slaying? Tonight you are going to be empowered to slay any enemy, to slay every adversary, to slay anyone who is trying to deny you of walking in that God's purpose for your life. Somebody be on your feet. You are going to walk in the volumes of the book. I, Pastor Obed, will walk in the volumes of the book. I will walk according to that which is written of me. No enemy can stop me. I will walk in that which is written concerning my ministry. Nothing can stop me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to speak in the language of the Spirit. Come on, speak in the language of the Spirit. Open your mouth. Build up yourself. Build up yourself. Build up yourself. Build up yourself. Open your mouth. Rata kadevos. Repalelevos. Rantalelevos. Lantalelevos. Repalelevos. Rantalelevos. 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 Can I hear your voice? Can I hear your voice? Can I hear your voice? Rat-a-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- Come on, edify your spirit. Build up, build up, build up your spirit right now. Which is written of us, there is a need for us to pray for the grace to obey. Jesus said that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you will be able to ask anything that you will. We want to pray that, Father, this year give us grace to obey your word. Give us grace to obey your word. He said that when you obey me, I will be an enemy to your enemy. That says the Lord. Mary told the people that whatsoever he tells you, do it. Obedience is what brings us also, among other things, to the place of empowerment. You want to raise your hands and say, Lord, give me grace for obedience. Grace to obey your word.
Grace to obey your word.
Open your mouth and begin to pray. Come on, open your mouth.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Can I hear your call? Grace to obey. Grace to obey. Obedience and gentleness empower me. Obedience and gentleness empower me. Reservoir, Shandaya, grass to obey. Raise your voice, grace to obey. This year, may we obey your word, oh God. May we not go away from your word. May we walk in obedience. 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 We say yes, Lord, to your will. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Repare the Lord of hosts. Yes, Lord, to your will. Of Jesus, raise your hands and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
endue me
with power.
Now,
now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Power.
To live.
A godly life.
Power.
Right now.
Let your divine power.
Be released.
Over my life.
Now.
Power.
To walk.
In the divine plan.
Power.
To walk.
According to the volumes.
Of the book.
Concerning my life.
Power.
To walk.
With a predetermined destiny.
For my life.
This year.
Power.
Power.
To fulfill.
Your word.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Power.
Holy Spirit, fill me with power.
Holy Spirit, fill me with power.
Holy Spirit, and fill me with power.
Holy Spirit, and fill me with power.
Reservoir.
Holy Spirit, and fill me with power.
Reservoir.
Raise your voice in prayer.
This year you must live a godly life.
This year you must live a godly life.
Receive power for it.
Receive power for it.
Open your
mouth. Pray for power in every area of your life.
Pray for power in every area of your life.
Whatever your profession, pray for power.
Whatever you do, pray for power to excel.
Power. Receive your power now. Receive your power now.
Receive that power now.
I receive it.
To live a good life this year. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be endued with power.
In the name of Jesus.
In every area you have been called to function.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive power to excel.
I receive it.
Power to mount on the wings of an eagle.
In the name of Jesus.
Power to shine.
In the name of Jesus.
Power to shine.
In the name of Jesus.
Power to excel.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive.
I receive it.
According as his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life. Life and godliness. Power to live a godly life. Empowered to attract good things here on earth. Power to have doors open. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now he said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now you have power. You want to deal with every evil programmed against you this year.
In the name of Jesus.
I told you, if every day carries an evil, then it means that in the year we have 365 evils. That must affect only one person. But today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we slay them.
In the name of Jesus.
Ah, what are you for? We slay them. Jesus said that for those who will not allow me to reign on them, bring them hither and slay them before me. Remember Exodus 23, verse 20 says that he said that he's going to be what? Enemy to who? God is going to be an enemy to your enemy. Hey, hey, this year, no one can stand up against you.
In the name of Jesus.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So we are going to pray that whatever wickedness and evil, Jesus himself taught us and said that deliver us from evil when you pray. Why? Because there's so much evil. The format of prayer that Jesus taught the disciples, he said that deliver, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 12 or so. Deliver us from evil. Today, let every evil be aborted.
In the name of Jesus.
Let it be annulled.
In the name of Jesus.
Let it be aborted.
In the name of Jesus.
You are projecting prayer into the 365 days of your life this year.
My God.
Every single day, let the evil be aborted.
In the name of Jesus.
When you wake up and you don't have to pray, may the evil be aborted.
In the name of Jesus.
Clap your hands and begin to pray right now. Rise up all. Rise up, rise up, Shakaya, na 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 Reservoir. Every evil this year, be annulled, be aborted, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. No weapon found against you, and every tongue that rises up against you.
has gone down. Come on, project prayer. Come on, project prayer. Somebody slay the wicked. Slay the wicked. We slay with our mind. Raise your voice.
Of power, give him praise for the grace. Come on, give him praise.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Behold, I give unto you power. Behold, I give unto you power. I now understand why Jesus was sending them. He told them never to take money or take anything, but for power he gave them. Power he gave them. He said, take no wallet, take no purse, take no bag, take even clothes, take one. But for power, he said, I give you. May you carry power from today. May you carry power from today. May you never be a chicken this year.
In the name of Jesus.
But may you be like eagle.
In the name of Jesus.
May you not crawl and walk like a chicken.
In the name of Jesus.
But may you mount up with wings as eagle.
In the name of Jesus.
This year you will soar.
In the name of Jesus.
And you are soaring higher.
In the name of Jesus.
And walking in divine plan.
In the name of Jesus.
That which is written in the volumes of the book concerning your life.
Yes, Lord.
You will not miss it in Jesus' name. Come on, let's celebrate God with a clap. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.